This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I want to talk for a minute about Ben Hayden, my favorite preacher. Roy Exum, E-X-U-M, started out as a copy boy at the Chattanooga News Free Press newspaper in Chattanooga many years ago. Some 36 years later, this copy boy had a menial job at the newspaper, was the newspaper's executive vice president, and served in that capacity until the newspaper was sold to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He writes about something out of his life as a member of the church where Ben Hayden served, and it's a powerful story. He says this: there aren't many people in the world that can tell you this, but I can testify that right before you die, there comes a very marked moment when every human being ceases to care. It's like something snaps inside your soul and suddenly nothing matters. Your money, nothing, your education, nothing matters. While it isn't frightening or even scary at all, this moment just happens and you don't worry that death is at the door. You're going to die in the next few minutes or whatever. I don't talk about it much, he says, but back in 2008, there came that day that I died at the Mayo Clinic. With 5 different infections raging inside of me, I sensed the darkness come despite the lights in the ICU, and I'll never forget the indescribable cold in my arms and legs as my circulatory system was shutting down. I will also never know why God didn't take me that day. I tell this story because several hours later, the same day, a nurse leaned close to whisper that I had a phone call, and the caller said it was urgent that he speak to me. So with the Mayo Clinic nurse holding the handset, a familiar voice came over the line. "Roy, this is Ben Hayden. I need to make a bet with you." While I wasn't really eager to tell my minister, Ben Hayden, where I had been earlier that day, because there wasn't time, instead, I wanted to laugh at the absurdity of my minister making a wager of any kind. "No, Ben, that's stupid. You're not betting on anything," Roy said to him. "Roy, I'm going to bet, and I'm going to bet tonight. I've got $5,000 in cash, and all I need is for you to tell me where to take it. I've got a bet that there's no way I can lose. Trust me on this. I know what I'm doing." "Please, Ben," I said, "what in the world do you want to bet on? This isn't right. What are you going to do? If $5,000 is a lot of money, this isn't going anywhere good. What's this about?" And then Ben Hayden, with the same certainty and sureness he had put on exhibit in thousands of sermons, said, "I want to bet on you, Roy, that you're going to come through this and you're going to be fine. I don't know why God has allowed this to happen in your life, but he will use it for good. He's got some plans for you, Roy. Bigger ones than you can ever dream. And when you finally get through this, because he loves you more than you will ever know." Ben Hayden launched, he said, into maybe the most tender prayer I'd ever heard it prayed. When my friend Ben Hayden went to be with the Lord on Thursday, I was left with enough memories to write a book and a heart filled with grace that he carefully cultivated in me all the bad times and tough times and hard times. And Ben was right at my side. We all loved him very much, and I will cherish the fact that on the day that I died, he was willing to bet a bundle on me. What a powerful story. My point in that is not to talk about Ben Hayden willing to bet $5,000 to Roy that he was going to live. I just want you to know that the God that Ben Hayden prayed to on the phone with Roy Exum is the God that you and I are going to talk to today. And here's what we're going to say: "Answer me when I call to you. Oh, my righteous God, give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.